The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Carmen is not.
Oh.
Or he's either drunk in New Orleans.
Well, not yet. It's not even, what is it,
12:30?
Left this morning. He just got down there. He's just getting situated
at L'Homme-Mon.
You know him.
Where's he at?
Are you giving out where he's staying?
Yes, call him right now.
Down to L'Homme-Mon.
Has he checked in? Call him.
I don't know if he's checked in yet. I'm not wasting my time looking for numbers. That's somebody else's bit. Right here to my right, called me in Hawaii that one time. I wanted to kill him.
The Sunday morning wake-up
call. I started swearing on the air.
Right.
I started swearing.
That's a good move.
Yeah. Just start swearing. And, we got to go.
Yeah.
Can't talk to him
more. That's called a veteran move. That's a veteran move.
It's a sign. But now the listeners will do that. That's what we used to do, Waddle. You and I used to say that to the people, to like the reporters who weren't smart enough. We used to say, hey, Nick, where are you staying down there in Vegas? And then he used to say, I'm staying at the Bellagio.
Yeah.
And then our listeners, we would say, right when they go, have at it, guys.
Yeah. Can you ring Nick Friedel's room for me, please?
And then next thing you know, listeners would be calling Nick Friedel asking him bulls questions.
So where's Carm staying? He's late for brunch.
Where's Carm staying?
L'Homme-Mon.
What the fuck is
that? Yeah, that's French.
I can't hear you. I can't understand.
I don't know if anyone can find that.
L'Homme-Mon?
L'Homme-Mon.
Is that the lemon?
Yeah, I think
the lemon.
I believe it is.
L'Homme-Mon, the lemon?
Know. Yes, the lemon.
Let me
He's staying at the lemon.
Why is he staying at the lemon?
Because that's where he wants to be.
I bet it's a really high.
It's one of those with an open courtyard. They got a pool.
Does he go like on like one of these tours of the landmarks of the city? Or does he go straight to the casino?
He's been there before. I think he plans on spending a lot of time in the French Quarter.
Yeah.
And they've got some fancy dinner at a real nice place already planned.
Yeah. That's fabulous.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, enjoy it when you're down there.
Traveling is fun.
Guys, why go to a casino when you go to New Orleans when you got casinos all over the place here? I mean, the only destination place I go for a casino is Vegas. I'll go to Vegas to play golf and go to the casino and have fun with the boys.
Don't you ever go to the casino down in your way?
I go to casinos all the time.
You just told me that, you just told me you want to play some cards.
I do, but it's not destination.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought maybe Carl wanted to play a few hands of blackjack.
I don't go to New Orleans to go, man, I can't wait to
get to that. Why Vegas then? Why go to...
I just told you why, because Vegas is known for gambling. So I play golf and go to Vegas. I stay at Caesar's Palace. Caesar does stay there. And I go there and I have a ball. But my point is, I don't go to New Orleans because I want to go to Jack's.
Just one ball or two.
Or I want to go to Horseshoe. Or I want to go to Binion's down there. That's not why I'm going to New Orleans.
I think it's like a side. It's
I'm going to New Orleans for the partying. I'm going down there to see debauchery. I'm going down there to drink Hurricanes and go to the Absinthe House and go to Antoine's and get a big old baked Alaska.
At the age of 56, you're doing that?
Yeah, still.
Oh, really?
What is the baked Alaska, by the way, again?
Baked Alaska is a dessert that takes about 45 minutes to make. It's got some meringue on it on the outside. Really puffs
up. It's a puffy dessert, right?
Meringue beer.
I would have never have ordered it if it wasn't for Tynowitz, who knew. We went there. Bill Belichick was there. It was the whole kit and caboodle during the Super Bowl down in New Orleans.
Years ago, right? It was Rams and Patriots.
Yes.
Their first Super Bowl.
Right. It was my first year
here.
Did
you stay at the
L'Homme-Mon? We did not stay at L'Homme-Mon. We stayed further down at some just generic generic one. But we had a good time down there. We had fun. The Baked Alaska was exceptional. You cut into it. I never would have had it if Harry didn't order it. I've never seen a baked Alaska before.
What else is in it?
Well, I don't know. It's got the meringue on top.
What's the fuck's meringue?
Some sort of
meringue.
It's very like lemon meringue. That's why I was asking.
Whipped
it's
eggs.
Very sweet and good.
It's
yes.
like this. It's come out. It was huge.
Hey, you're going to have the baked Alaska.
We're going to have the baked Alaska tonight.
I'll tell you what it is. I grew up eating this all the time in Wilmette.
I think it's where he took his wife and proposed to Wendy there. That's the
I think I was at
origin.
This dinner,
I
wasn't I? At
there.
This dinner,
you
yeah.
had the baked Alaska.
Did you wake up with a good case of gout the next day?
No. Then we went to the Absinthe House across the
what
street.
What is that?
And then that's where we saw Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon.
Tony Kornheiser.
Sorry, my fault. Tony Kornheiser. That's right. 100% correct. My fault. My bad. Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon yeah. were over there. And that's when Mac was having a little bit of a tiff with Kornheiser.
Oh, really?
And Kornheiser gave his email address out, and he was getting 1,000 emails from Tony Kornheiser's people.
And, really?
Yeah. Who was his guy that was his news guy? Andy? Andy,
right,
Andy
right.
what? What was his name? Andy something.
I know who you're talking
Andy
about.
Poley.
Yeah,
Andy Poley was his guy, and we saw Andy Poley, too. He come by, and it's like, oh, boy. And
so, Matt, it was, you,
Matt
you
was kind of at a war with a lot of people.
Right, he didn't like the network people.
No.
Now we're friends with all that.
Well, listen.
Now we're friends with
right,
all the national guys.
I get you, though, but it wasn't a bad tact.
Sure.
You got a national label in a town that's as provincial as Chicago sure. is. Matt gets on here in May of 2001, and guess
us
what he
against
is?
Them.
He's anti-national.
Sure.
He's all local. That's what he's got to be because he's got to compete against the other station in town.
Mm-hmm.
So the tact, the strategy, was actually a sound strategy.
Radio wars.
And then back then it was we were ABC.
You got
they
that
were
going
ESPN.
On now.
Yeah. Everything got together. Everything got consolidated. And the next thing you know, the people out in Bristol were our bosses. And we were answering to the people.
I'm already exhausted listening
yeah.
to the description of it all.
I wasn't
participating in the radio wars.
I'm
it sounds
you,
like it's
they
exhausting.
Weren't radio wars. It was just strategy. It's radio strategy.
As,
I won.
As the ESPN 1000 25th anniversary is coming up in 2 weeks, I will always say this. As much as Yurko busts my balls and as much as he makes fun of me.
I love busting your
without
balls.
The good kid, without Mac, without Harry.
Wouldn't be here.
I don't believe ESPN 1000 is here. I really don't. Well, I mean, like, I that is the show that saved the station.
Yeah. They had, listen, Lou's from here, right? Canals is Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah. Lou's from here. They went and got a guy from Nebraska.
I know, right.
Who's doing radio in Nebraska to come in here and try to be a local Chicago guy. That didn't make
any
sense.
Oh,
huge.
I thought Hugh was
from Grand.
From
Michigan, but
yeah,
he was doing
Grand Rapids.
Right. He was
Grand
doing
Rapids. Grand Rapids, not Chicago.
Right. He
well,
was,
but it's also not fucking Oklahoma.
It's not fucking Chicago.
Nebraska, you
the point is, Tommy, he was in Nebraska.
No, he was in Oklahoma City.
Whatever.
I used to be a guest on his show in OK City.
Really?
And then next thing you know, he was going to be our primetime show, and I'm like,
give me an imitation of
work.
Bill Simon sitting on the
I
air
can't
here.
Do it. I can't do it. I used to have it.
He's Lou. I'm huge.
I'm huge. He's Lou.
Why did he call himself
312-332-3776.
We're here at Jackson State.
His head was as big.
So he was acknowledging
literally
that the show was named huge because he had a giant melon?
No.
And he was huge, a big because, a big guy.
Yeah, he was bombastic, too. I've listened to Huge up at Grand Rapids on weekend nights. Well, he's a good host. There's no gray area.
He was in Chicago,
but
though.
He got himself in trouble here a little bit too.
Yeah,
you know, one of the things was at Jimbo's when he got his lights punched out,
and then he said that he got jumped.
He got jumped. He didn't get jumped. He was hitting on some guy's chick, and
well, you can't
guess
do
that. What happened?
He got popped.
Hello, goodbye.
Yeah, you pay a toll for that.
Next thing you know, you're starting to count the ceiling tiles in Jimbo's. And how many are there? Oh, you were sleeping. Sorry,
yeah, I don't know. I got jumped. How could I?
You
tell
were out. What was his other thing? There was another thing that he had. He had another little bugaboo.
Did he throw it?
Was there another?
Yeah, I thought there was another little bugaboo that he had. Either way.
But yeah, you guys
didn't work
you
out.
Guys saved the station.
Two years into their thing, they decided to make a change. And me, Mac, and Harry were meeting about all this stuff down in Riley's Daughter on 111th and whatever in Southwest Chicago or Oak Lawn or wherever you could find Riley's Daughter down there. Mitch was there, it was Mac, me, and then he brought Harry with him, said, we want a piece. This guy, Bob Schneider, actually said, hey, let's have Harry. And believe it or not, Harry was a damn necessity. We needed Harry.
Believe it or not.
Hey, Harry, I know, I'm
telling
you.
What kind of fucking shot is that?
Well, those guys used to beat the crap out of him and Mac used to argue all the time, and I tried to convince them all. I go, no, we need him. Harry knows everything. Encyclopedia. where guys were, who got traded, what for when, where, why, and how. I said, we need that guy.
There's a role.
I go, he's got a role to be played. His role's a good role.
Well, back in the day, like the third.
They started talking baseball. I got out of the room. Well, so what the fuck are you guys talking
about? Johnny Eight Pitch.
Who's Manny Sanguine?
Yeah, Johnny Eight Pitch.
No, I had to start playing baseball again. I was great with baseball up until I started playing football. Then when I started playing football,
70s and 80s baseball.
70s
and 80s
baseball players is when I cared. Right?
Johnny Bench, P. Rose,
to the 90s, he started talking about
me. Baseball. He's like, what?
I started raising a family, so I had to start in the 2000s. I had to start playing.
You were raising a family? Baseball. You couldn't watch baseball because you were raising a family?
Yeah, right.
Well, a lot I of time family to raise. Fuck that baseball.
Yeah, fuck baseball. But when I took time, I watched football.
That's what about the family? You ignored the family on Sunday?
No, that's when the kids were bouncing on the laps going, this is the game you guys want to play. And I must have had a hockey game somewhere else because they were watching the hockey while I was watching the football,
But the funny part is, back in those days, a three-person talk show was unheard of. Yeah. It was only two people could do a show. So three was unheard of. And like there, it really was a big deal.
What were you the guys? First, 3 to 7 or 2 to 6?
We were 3 to 6 to start out, 3 to 7. Then we went 2 to 6 with a hour replay, and that's how it worked.
Right.
And it took a little time to go through all the until we gained some traction. The first 18 months, if you listen to that show, and I've
to find your way.
I've heard the tapes. Whoa. No.
But every show goes through that, right, Yerk?
Oh my God. Yeah, that's why I say you can't just put something together for 12 months and just abandon it.
And make a call on it.
You got to give it a couple of years at the very least. 2 years, 24 months.
Got to let the foundation settle.
Got to give it a little bit of a rhythm, you know, a little bit of a rhythm. When you make a cake or you make bread, you don't just throw it right into the oven after you do that. You got to wait.
We making bread
you
or a cake?
You got to wait on the cake and the bread. Things got to rise.
Baked Alaska is in. Well, how long did you say baked Alaska takes?
45 minutes.
Yeah, see, you got to let it bake.
Make the order, 45 minutes. We had our dinner, boom, 45 minutes.
French do you place. Order the baked Alaska
right
while
you
order?
In.
Okay,
right when you walk in,
because you knew it's gonna,
you know it's gonna take that long of a time. Yeah.
And by the way, Mr. Waiter, we're gonna have the baked Alaska after dinner. Yeah. Well,
I forget what restaurant we went to.
We're gonna try.
Just
want to
tell you now.
Can you make it look like a football Super Bowl?
I missed it. I can't wait for the reunion.
Oh God, it'll be fun. We'll have a good time.
My brother-in-law had his bachelor party down there.
Yeah. Good time.
He was hammered, walked into the restaurant, had a black sweatshirt on and a dick tie. Had a tie around his neck that was just a penis. It was a penis tie.
Right.
That was a print. The print
like
was
the old
a penis.
Salmon tie that Don Nelson used to have.
It was a penis.
This is just the phallus.
Just walks right in. Hey, we're here. Our reservation's at 7:30.
Circumcised, uncircumcised?
I think it's circumcised.
I think it's circumcised.
I don't think they make the uncircumcised penis tie.
Nice thick bulbous head at the bottom.
I think so. Probably so.
Was the tie actually cut where the meatus was?
Not sure.
Was it cut?
I did not spend a ton of time staring at the tie. I was just a little bit surprised they wore a dick tie to dinner. Probably
you
shouldn't
catch
have been surprised.
You didn't catch one of your buddies mouthing the tie at the end of the night, did you?
Did not.
Did it come with the balls?
Okay, I just asked.
Was it just the dick or was it with the balls, too?
Yeah, just the penis.
So what happened?
New Orleans. What happened down in New Orleans?
Oh, nothing. We just
Did a dick tie?
Yeah, I watched Mark D'Onofrio take every fucking...
Loved D'Onofrio.
The best.
Former teammate of mine.
We were on the second floor of a bar in the afternoon. He took every plastic...
Nittany Lion.
Mustard and ketchup dispenser and... poured mustard and ketchup into the front and back seat of a convertible that was below us.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
You guys are adults?
That's what guys do.
Yeah. We were doing the worm on Bourbon Street. Everyone was in, like, there's 10 of us just in the road. Everyone needed a bath afterwards. Yeah. But
I was at Bourbon Street. When I was down there in Bourbon Street, I was there for the Florida Notre Dame game. I went down there in 92. It's 91, 92. Whenever my brother was a senior, we went down there. Now you got two college campuses, in essence, coming down there. That's when it's a ball. I mean, you've got so many people down there.
It's a lot,
it's
though. Isn't it
to
a lot?
A Florida Gator. And then, you know, you got the Fighting Irish people doing
Can
their Fighting Irish.
Can you imagine people
thing.
Like us going to school? Like Tulane. My daughter's got friends that go to Tulane. Yeah. Like, they're right there.
The Green Wave.
Yeah, if you go to Tulane, are you on Bourbon Street a lot, or do you get sick of that?
I think you get sick of it
real quick.
Because when I was down there for the Super Bowl, York, I got sick of it really quick.
Yeah, it's like the Viagra Triangle. How many times you go down to the Viagra Triangle, Rush Street? But if you're a visitor coming into town, you go to Rush Street, you go to one of the restaurants,
I've been to Rush
right?
Street in probably 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Well, that's my point. For the locals, they don't give a rat's patootie.
How long is Carm going to be in New Orleans?
Three or four days. Three or four days. Yeah, the week.
Well, they don't even go. He told me they don't even go down to Bourbon Street.
They'll stay in the French Quarter.
Yeah. It's got
a
smell.
Well, he's a foodie.
Doesn't Bourbon Street have a unique scent?
A scent. It's got a scent. And at the end of the night, they bring the garbage trucks through, and they bring all the garbage from all the restaurants and all the places. They bring them out to the forefront, and they clear everybody out, and they let the garbage come on through.
And they give you a little bit of a courteous hose, a little half a wash down.
Well, not only that, but if you don't get out of the thing, you get a little billy club in the backside.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Still? Wow.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean still? You're not moving. So if you're not listening and you're not moving and you're a little bit inebriated, what they do is just crack you across the back of the spine, top of the pelvis, and guess what? You're going to move. Either that or you get run over by the truck.
So that's what you mean by a billy club in the backside.
Billy club right in the lower back. You know, hey,
what do you think he meant?
Let's go, champ.
Don't know what part
of the
French Quarter he was in.
The one thing I knew in New Orleans was not to mess with the cops.
Oh, not at all.
I was down
Most of them on horseback?
I was down there. A lot of guys on foot. And they're pretty much like off the alleys. And if something happens, then all of a sudden they appear. It's like, what the? Where did they all come from? I had a problem in one of the establishments. Irish band was playing. Some putz, like we were leaning up against the stage. I look to my right and some putz gets on, grabs the microphone and makes an announcement on the microphone. The manager comes out and yells at us. Says to get the hell off the stage very rudely. And I come back and I sit back on the stage and I point him over. I said, hey, the guy that talked on the mic from that position right there. Said he came up there. I said, you're a little tad bit rude. He goes, oh, I'm rude. I said, yeah. I said, you're being rude. So you're being disrespectful. He goes, I'm being rude and disrespectful. And I go, yeah. And then I got up. I got him. No. And then my three buddies were there. We're sitting in the front row for the Irish band. And one of my buddies looks at me and goes, shakes his head left to right. And then I sit there, and I took a sip of my drink, and I says, well, it looks like I'll be leaving your establishment. And then I turned my left, and there he was, right there, baton in hand.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was about to get cracked.
You remember the...
And we walked out, we left.
You remember,
we had great seats, and the band was fantastic.
The late Donnie Cruz, we all know, ran Stanley's, was part owner of Stanley's.
Mount Carmel product.
Donnie was, we were down, and must have been for one of the Super Bowls down there. And we'd gone out to dinner, and like afterwards we had drinks, and then he and a buddy disappeared. And then we were supposed to meet up later that night. He's nowhere to be found. And then the next morning, nowhere to be found. Find out, like 6 hours later, he and his buddy got drunk and took fire extinguishers and started shooting fire extinguishers down there. They took him to jail. They took them to jail. Yeah, okay. They had to be bailed out. Like one of the other guys that was there said he went to the jail. Finally, they got a call and he got a hold of him. Went to jail and Donnie and the other guys, they're both in red jumpsuits.
They got the whole jumpsuits and everything.
Jumpsuits on. They had to bail them out. They spent like 36 hours in a New Orleans jail.
Just for the
fire extinguishers. Nah,
they don't play games.
They don't play games down there.
The reason they don't play games is because you got so many visitors.
Yes.
You got to have the reputation of not playing games. That way people keep themselves in line.
Right.
Or somebody within the group will say, hey, don't do that. Same way that used to be if you jumped on the field at either Wrigley or you jumped on the field at US Cellular.
You're going to get a beat down.
You're going to get a beat down with rubber hose down in the bottom underneath.
Yes, right.
And that way people feel safe when they come in town.
Exactly.
Too.
Right. But
you don't want the reputation.
Also,
don't go to New Orleans because it's too much shit going on.
They want those guys that ran onto the field to go back and tell their buddies, yeah, they let us go. We didn't do any jail time, nothing. But the guy, we got the living crap beat out of us with rubber hoses. And that's what they do to you. Then you figure it out.
Yeah.
Either it's worth it or it's not worth it.
Crosstalk on Hinge today. Wow.
Word of mouth. Word of mouth solves the problem.
Well, it all started with the idiot that's not here going down to New Orleans to have a good time. Now, for me, you talked about a bachelor party.
Does he bring his own rubber hose?
This is what I need for a bachelor party.
Yeah.
Okay? Wherever I'm going. I need warmth, I need golf, and I need titties. That's it. So there you go. Warmth, golf, titties. That's it. What else do you need?
I think that's a pretty simple request, to be honest with you.
Not much. You got to have a Tucker Buck involved in the whole thing.
Okay.
So wherever we're going to go, you go to South Carolina, you go to Myrtle Beach, they got two nice, they got them everywhere. Two beautiful
strip clubs down there. But Carm's not at a bachelor party.
He talks about a bachelor party in New Orleans.
Yeah, right.
But that's what I'm talking about. If you've got that going on, this is the, those are the absolute must. Now,
so again, what have you had?
I've been ATVing on a bachelor party. I played paintball on a bachelor party. Okay. Oh, I've had a lot of stuff.
Johnny, you've given us your three requirements. Yeah. Rank them. What's most important? Strength of schedule here.
Heat.
Heat's one.
I like it if it's warm, especially in the winter. Then golf. And then the Tucker Buck. Yeah, titties are the third. Tucker Buck is third.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to get your priority.
Heat and warmth. Come on now.
Heat and warmth.
If it depends on when you ask.
If you took me only to, like, you took me to Stream Song.
Yeah.
Stream Song's in Florida. It's outside of Tampa about an hour, south of Orlando by maybe an hour and a half. In the middle of the state.
It's just any trip, though.
Hold on, though. Stream Song. No, not any trip. Not every trip involves a Tucker Buck. It's not true. When I was in Vegas last time, I didn't go.
That's my point.
No. What do you mean? What's your
heat? Point? Heat and the first two.
Heat and golf.
That's every fucking trip.
Well, that's my trip.
So what separates the bachelor party is the Tucker Buck.
Right.
That's got to be ranked higher.
No.
Yes, it does.
No.
Because or else it's just a regular fucking trip.
You asked about me.
Okay. That's
what
your
matters.
Power.
This is my thought.
It's true. You're right.
You, I understand. You'd want titties right off the bunt, jump.
Look, I always.
You want, the minute you walk into joint, you want titties.
I know it's not politically correct to say it now.
TGI Fridays.
I was going to write a book when I was traveling on the Bears beat.
Yeah.
I was going to write a book, and now it would be a website or an app, and it was going to be SOS, Stadiums or Strip Bars. And it was going to be a man's help guide on the road. And it was going to be how you get the best price tickets, the best. Seats in a ballpark, the best foods, cheapest foods.
Best bang for your buck at the local Tucker Buck.
Right, right.
No pun intended.
Exactly. And you'd rank every place, and it would be on based on, like, just like where you go to a restaurant, like the best appetizers, where to sit, pricing. So it would be.
We going
like,
stars?
Sponsored
what are we
by
giving?
Michelin.
Yeah.
What are we giving stars?
So,
Michelin
like, five stars. Well, here's what you want to know. First of all, What's the charge to get into the joint? A lot of people have that cover charge of $20. A lot of people charge you $20 to get in, and what the fuck are you paying $20 for? Some places are worth getting into because you're getting stuff for.
Right.
Well, it creates a barrier between you and 1,000 people. There
price
are some
per
people
dance.
That keeps the crowd smaller.
Right. Right. Price per dance.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
What how long are the dances?
Right. How long are the songs?
Is this the truncated version with one verse and refrain?
Row, go,
and
row, 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 so, row your boat. Right?
Some people will say, okay, well, it's $10 for a lap dance. But then next thing you know, the songs are 30 seconds. They cut off each song after 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Other places will charge you $20 for a song, but they're giving you the full $330.
$330.
Yeah. So that's more worth.
Do you sit down and ask for Stairway to Heaven? That's like, you know.
No, what you ask for.
They'll never give you that.
Hey, what you ask for, 16-minute song by the Grateful Dead, the Terrapin song.
Okay.
16 minutes.
Right. And then the creme de la creme waddle that everyone wants to know.
Minutes.
There are two things that everyone wants to know truthfully is contact factor. You want to know, what are you getting in the dance?
Yeah.
Are you just getting a dance? And
don't touch me. Your hands are too close.
Right. Hands on the armrests? Or can you...
Is there a little canoodling, a little cuddling going on?
Yeah. Are they touching you or are you touching them?
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
I don't know if I'm going too far now, and if this is going to be where the show gets canceled or not. But this is back in the day. I'm telling you what it was back in the day.
How likely were you to follow rules, especially if you're inebriated?
Like your ghost
standing there.
Yeah. There are cameras everywhere. There are bouncers everywhere.
Yeah.
People are looking everywhere, and especially if you're inebriated and you think you're not being watched. You're not only going to get kicked out, you're probably going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, listen, the walk of shame is being kicked out of a strip club.
Oh,
that
really?
Means you really.
Have you so been you follow
have you
been, the rules.
You really have done something
have
idiotic.
Have you been kicked out
never
of
never been kicked out of a strip club, ever.
And then you want to know on this app or this book, is it worth getting paying the money to go back to the VIP room? Because there are some places you want to go back there, all that is, or there are places where you're just paying a high price to get the same dance back there.
And you're being fleeced.
Yes.
Yes.
So these are all things guys need to know.
Right. The strip club game is a guy tries to get as much as he can without giving as much money.
Yeah.
And the girl wants to get as much money out of the sucker's pocket without giving him a thing.
Like
that's
a lot
the
of,
game.
A lot of times, Waddle, you'll get the best dance from her on the floor. And then you think when you're paying for VIP, oh, if I got that here, you're going to get 10 times better in the back. That's as good as it gets. And now you're paying $200 to go back.
Now, so you're describing all of this in your book.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly. That's in the book.
And then you rank each place and where you're going to go.
You get back in the VIP and all of a sudden it's the NBA no handcheck policy.
Right.
Yes. Well, this was the late 70s.
Yeah. What happened?
That was just in the late 70s.
What happened? And then they come from the Glowman, from up above. No, your hands are on her.
And I would get a partner for equal opportunity, and I would do this for everybody.
For the ladies.
For the ladies for men, whatever you choose, you know.
Down in Jacksonville.
Both sides, yeah.
On the one side in Jayville, they had for the gentlemen, and on the other side for the ladies, they had it for the girls.
In Lake Geneva, I think there's a place, too.
I think there is, yes.
Upstairs, downstairs. For men and for women, upstairs, downstairs.
So has anybody run with this idea with the book? The
not
stadiums
sure.
and strip
well,
clubs?
The problem is
why not go through it now?
You can't keep them open. Some places don't stay open long enough for the book to have really a lasting effect.
Well, that's why an app is good, where you could constantly,
Volume two.
No one does a book,
Volume three.
You got to do the website, though.
What do you think, Eric? You want to go into business with me?
I'm thinking, can I be a research man? Like, you're going to need somebody on the ground, right?
A lot of that's got to, you got to do that by foot.
What I mean.
You got to be
boots
in there.
On the ground.
Hands-on experiences.
This is like The Athletic. Except for strip clubs.
Yeah.
And we would have
I'd volunteer my time.
A columnist in each town.
John Yurkovich has stepped in as a guest columnist.
I would like to concentrate on the Tampa area.
Oh, that used to be...
That's a busy area, man. That's a lot of work.
It used to be
better
than Vegas.
Oh, Mons Venus.
They all closed in Tampa?
No.
No.
It's just a different world.
You can have a liquor stand still there where you can go outside and swing?
No, it's different. You can't even... It's like it's got a buffer zone now.
Yeah, what happened? Tom Brady comes to town and all of a sudden everything gets cleaned up?
It's before Brady.
Well before. The six-foot rule was signed as a city council law.
Yeah.
You should write the book. You've got all the info.
All the info.
Details.
Well, yes.
But if you get north of Ocala...
Really?
Yurko and I should collaborate.
Off the interstate.
Little collaboration.
Hello, how are you? But it literally had a camera. There's a camera in there and a TV of what you're doing in there with the girl.
See, you guys should go on a trip together.
Why? I'm looking at myself now.
Johnny, you should go play golf during the day so we can go scouting, and then at night you guys meet up and you go out to the different places. And then
I'm scouting, like scouting these places?
The places,
I'm doing more work?
Yes.
He's golfing and I'm...
You threw your clubs away.
You want to play golf.
You threw your clubs away. And the strip club's not open at 8 a.m.
Should I get into pickleball?
Nathan, here you go.
Everyone's getting into pickleball these days. Should I get into pickleball?
Yeah. I got a couple.
Is this worth getting into, by the way?
One of my good buddies loves playing pickleball.
When my wife gets healthy from her surgery, her meniscus surgery, we are going to...
Hopefully those hemorrhoids are gone.
You want to play pickleball, Waddle?
Hemorrhoid,
what? Yeah. You got hemorrhoids?
No, I told her I hope her hemorrhoids are gone. I hope they be gone.
What? Are you breaking news?
No, I'm not breaking news. I'm being a smartass.
You know something that I don't know?
I'm being a smartass. I'm sorry.
One day I'll tell the hemorrhoid story.
Well, you had one? A dangler?
Not me.
Did you have a dangler?
Not me.
What?
One day. I don't think I have clearance.
Really? I've had hemorrhoids before. They suck. My father... My father had hemorrhoid surgery.
Oh,
when I was in high school... Right, but I still remember.
George Brett story.
We lived in an old house at 10825 Bridal Path Lane in Sharonville, Ohio, and my dad had fucking hemorrhoid surgery, and I hear moaning come from my parents' bathroom during the middle of the day. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
They're not getting it on, are they?
No, because I was like, what's going on? And I knocked on the door and said, what's happening? And my dad's like, oh, nothing. I open up the door. My dad is soaking his ass in the bathtub.
Epsom salt.
With a fucking Adidas sweat top on.
That's the best part.
And nothing else. An Adidas sweat top. A blue Adidas sweat top. Sitting in a tub with fucking Epsom salt soaking his ass.
How old were you?
I was probably 15,
Was it like a life? Yeah, was it a life changing thing to see him?
It was scarring.
Like that?
It was scarring. Yeah. I mean, you get over it. You have to, but like.
Who put that in the deep recesses of the mind?
I mean, can you imagine?
Never to be accessed again.
Can you imagine hemorrhoids being so bad you have to actually go and have them land?
Yeah, no, I can't. I mean, that's disturbing.
So, but on Shrinking, the show on Apple TV, they're playing pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere I turn,
my wife
there's another
play.
Pickleball reference. Everyone's talking about pickleball.
Well, maybe we should have a pickleball tournament here at the station.
We should cheer each other.
Shows against each other.
Okay.
And then producers get their own.
We got to learn how to play first.
I say we open it up to like listeners and have like a whole pickleball challenge.
Do a 32 team tournament.
Yes. And let's raise money for cancer research.
I'd like to raise money for Jesus. What are you laughing about? I'm a minister now. You know this. I mean, what's the problem?
Well, when did you change your name to Jesus?
You're marrying
people. When did you change your name to Jesus?
I thought it was a non-denomination.
Jesus, they call me.
I thought this was a non-denomination minister.
Yeah.
Yeah, the denominations are 20s and 50s.
It's the Universal Life Church, fellas. Trust me, I got my clergy pass all the time. Got my clergy parking pass just in case I see something chaotic going on.
Do you have a collar?
Do you have a collar in your car?
No.
I just have a clip on that says clergy. So
you have a parking pass?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah. In the car, I got a little Bible just in case I got to throw a prayer down or two. You know, never know, never know. I don't think I'm skilled enough yet, or you know, if there's a terrible situation happening where I can give somebody their last rites, but I can certainly say a prayer over them.
Can you imagine if he goes into business?
Let me ask you a question. The point is,
why would your fucking prayer have any more meaning because you got a fucking pin on your breast that says clergy?
I paid $131 and clicked the computer 3 times to become a minister.
It's worth the parking pass alone. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you also have a handicap parking pass?
Well, that's what basically that is.
No, I don't.
Fucking cheat.
Only McCown does.
Yeah, he's basically getting.
Yes, that's what you did.
He's lining up right on the curb.
You did so you could get paid to marry people and you could park wherever you want.
I think, fucking
Cosmo Kramer.
I think what you're trying to say is you're lambasting me right now. Maybe my intentions were altruistic. I don't even know what that word means, but it sounds like it's appropriate at this spot.
Can you imagine him going into business? Yurko, I will marry you, and do you have a loved one who's on their deathbed?
Yeah.
I will come to your house and give them their last rites.
By the way, we're going to park.
2 for 1 for $5,000.
And oh, by the way, Northy then will do a podcast remembering that.
Yes.
What's his new?
I think it's called Somebody Important Just Died or something like that.
Have you seen this?
Somebody big just died.
This is like a Saturday Night Live bit. Yeah.
This is better than mine.
Somebody Big Just Died, I think, is what it's called.
Who was the guy from?
Tom Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore just died, and it was his first episode.
He was in the movie Heat. He was in a lot of good movies.
It's Mike North. Someone Important Just Died. Tom Sizemore.
Yeah, he was in Saving Ryan's Privates, too. I mean, Saving Private Ryan. Sorry. That's the adult version.
Somebody Big Just Died with Mike North is the name of it.
This is a real thing, Eric.
Yes. Somebody Big Just Died.
I have not seen that yet, but boy, that sounds like a great plan.
And he's got two sponsors. One's a restaurant and one's a funeral home.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Well, look, if for the wake, you need a funeral home and then you need a good
Northy
caterer.
Northy is an American success story because he's an innovator.
Yes. Right.
I mean, he created
this idea.
He's a pioneer. Yes.
Pickleball. Let's get back to pickleball.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's set the tournament up.
You don't like time.
32 teams.
You're a lot of smoke right here.
No.
Because Sylvie and I would kick your and Carmen's ass, even though we've never played.
Have you watched pickleball?
How much movement is there?
Not a ton.
How much movement is there in pickleball?
You still get your ass kicked.
Advantage who now? If you don't have to move, who's the advantage?
You still have to be athletic.
Tommy, I'm not saying we're going to beat you. I'm trying to raise money for Jesus.
Oh, fuck you.
Is that what the charity?
Christ, what's going on with you? Yes, it's for the Grace Yurkovich Scholarship Fund.
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
Why?
It's not altruistic.
What? There's a fund? There's a fund out there.
That's capitalistic.
God forbid my daughter.
Sound like it's for
that's
Jesus.
Not altruistic. She wants that's to be capitalistic.
She wants to be a dermatologist.
I know. She's going to be great.
Her first miracle is right here to my
head. I know. It's going to be a fantastic
experiment.
She's going to go to Fatima, Tommy. You're going to go to Fatima with her, and she's going to perform the miracle at Fatima.
This is going to be a great experiment. What do they call when they do the 5-year experimental drug? I had one of those too with my treatments. What do they call it?
I forget.
Yeah,
but that's what they do with Waddle.
Experimental trial.
They do the trial in Waddle to see, can we take someone's face who has been scarred for many decades and reverse?
I'm in.
Tommy's face looks like the streets of Los Angeles.
I don't know what that means.
All pockmarked.
It's more like the Kennedys with a pothole.
It's more like somebody put a fire out on your face with a rake.
You look beautiful. That's no good.
Yeah, that's no good.
You look beautiful. Thanks. What are you talking about? John. You're a handsome fellow. The scar across the chin, I think, is very manly.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Is there two of those, Tom?
He bled for all Bears fans.
See? Hey, did you see that?
He bled for us.
I'm not surprised.
He bled for Chicago.
Now, why don't you bleed for us?
I was with the Packers.
Both of you.
Hey, I was the Packers, dude. Tommy didn't bleed for me at that time. I was a Packer.
But deep down, you're a Bear fan.
Who?
You.
What are you, a fucking
owl? The team
owl?
That I cheered for when I was a
child. Three of us in here, and he was looking you in the eye.
When I was a kid, I cheered for the Bears. Now I cheer for the Bears.
Now you cheer for the Bears.
I'll pop you over here, man.
What are you guys hard for?
God. The TPC is being played right now. The Players' Championship down in Ponte Vedra. Not worried about not having Tiger.
Tiger's got more issues.
They're at the 17th hole, and I think they said since like 2013, the guy with the most birdies on that hole is Adam Scott. He had 18. And I'd be hot damned if he didn't put a ball within 2 feet and birdie the damn thing for his 19th
hot
birdie.
Hot damn.
Already a hole-in-one. I gave that out yesterday on the show.
Yeah.
That hole-in-one at the tournament yesterday, I think it was like plus 780.
Ooh, so already paid off?
Low. Already paid off. One of the first six golfers at hole-in-one this morning. You gotta like
Did
that.
Did you bet it?
No.
What an idiot.
Oh, what are you going to do? I forgot.
Yeah.
I made the recommendation and I forgot.
That's bad.
No.
Make the recommendation.
I got a really strong feeling that someone's going to make a hole-in-one. It's plus 780. What a value.
It's a good one to bet. It's a good one to bet.
Okay.
$5. Right. I'm a hard four selection Sunday.
Oh, right? Are you?
I mean, like, and last year, I don't know
how
if you...
How much college basketball have you actually watched?
Not a lot, but that's what's fun about
this.
So what
are you excited about?
Because it's just a good watch.
The reaction shot?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, the Missouri Tigers are in!
I do, and
Missouri Tigers! What a 14 seed!
The reactions.
In Columbia! Whoa!
It's a great point. Do you remember, though, a couple years ago, they fucked up the bracket Selection Sunday? The way they were giving out all the matchups, they...
Sort of like naming the movie of the year at the Oscars that year?
I forgot how they did it. They staggered or something differently. Now they're giving out all the brackets right away. So they do it again the way it's supposed to be. That the jingle itself is worth the price of admission. Yeah.
There's Kansas. They're a one seed. Oh, it means Wisconsin will be a three.
You have the Big Ten tournament. I mean, come on. Will Northwestern go far here? Let's go. It's college time, Waddle. You're here for the party
now.
Yeah,
I'm here for it. There's no doubt. I'm hard for Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. Hopefully that'll be announced soon. Glad. Get him out of the North. Don't want him.
You think it's better for us?
Yes.
I know you laugh like that, but I don't know.
You think it's better? You think it's better to have Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I think he fucks up their salary cap. I think he's over the hill.
He's already fucking up.
The cap's already fucked.
I mean, I think he fucks up their drama situation.
Even if it's $44 million next year.
They want to get rid of him for a reason.
I know, but he's a better player than the other guy.
Well, why don't they think that?
Well, because they've reached a point in time where they got to make a move on Trey Lance. They got to find out what he is. And it's not that they think he's good or he's not good.
The juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore for them.
Not Trey Lance.
Not for them.
It's Jordan
I think
Love.
For everybody else.
Trey Lance is in San Francisco.
Sorry, so Blue Chew presents us Crosstalk Unhinged each and every week. Tell us a little about Blue Chew, Yerk.
The best, kid. Don't go to war without it.
Sildenafil, how do you say it?
Ever since the, and it's got a minty flavor now.
Yeah, totally. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. So it leaves you with fresh breath?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there's other activities that happen in this situation that might follow the breath a little bit.
Pole and fresh breath.
That might follow the breath a little bit, but no, not when taking this. Still sharp as a tack. Go out and kiss mom right afterwards.
Thank you to Blue Chew. And take those words from Yerk, because he is...
He just said you could kiss your mom right afterwards. Yeah, why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Minty breath.
As long as that's all you're doing.
I don't don't want to kiss my mom with minty breath or without minty breath.
Is that before or after the action?
I gotta go to work.
Are you going to war before or after you're kissing mom?
Hopefully before.
What's creepier, Waddle? Kissing mom before or after?
Yes. Okay. All of it's creepy.
Who do the Carmen line?
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Sylvie?
It's not the line. Go fuck yourself, Tommy.